Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Last November, we had a chance to meet Catherine Receiver on Sports Talk with Joe Smith live at Yogi's Grill and Bar. That afternoon, Catherine, a sophomore from Louisville, was getting ready for the NCAA Cross Country Championships to be held at the Laverne Gibson course in Terre Haute. And she told us a great story. When she arrived at Indiana University, she struggled in training, she struggled to keep up with her peers, and wasn't really sure if she was going to be able to make it at this level. She went home after her freshman season and got to work, putting in the hours, putting in the training, and what a difference a year makes. The sophomore, she finished 11th at the Cross Country Championships, earning All-America status. In the Indoor Track and Field Championships this previous spring, she finished 6th in the 3,000 meters, also earning first team All-American status. And to top it all off, over the weekend at the NCAA Track and Field Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon, Receiver finished 3rd in the 5,000 meters to complete the hat trick. All-American in track, indoors and outdoors, and in cross country. No other Hoosier has ever done that, and Catherine adds her names to the record books. Not only with her time in the 5,000 meters, which set a school record, she becomes the first Hoosier ever to earn first team All-American honors in cross country, indoor and outdoor track and field. I'd say whatever training program she was on last summer worked. And good news for Indiana fans, she's just a sophomore. So junior and senior years ahead, more records to be broken, more All-American honors hopefully to be garnered. Dave and Glass and your phone calls in the zone tonight at 6. Reds baseball pregame in San Diego, 10 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A true sign of summertime is local golf heating up, and the 21st annual Medalist Charity Golf Tournament took place over the weekend. Round number one was held at Cascades, and the final round was held yesterday at the IU Golf Course. Kyle Perry, he shot 68 to open up a four-shot lead after the first round and shot 70 yesterday to claim his second medalist championship trophy in the open division, winning by a whopping 9 shots over Nick Burris. Mitch Ord, a former winner, finished in third. Perry, he's also won the city championship as well, adds another trophy to his collection. In the senior division, Tim Gillespie picked up his first title at the Medalist, firing a total of 151 to beat Bob Hasty by 2 shots and Gary Udaly by 4. In the super senior division, the championship flight was won by Bloomington Golf Hall of Fame member Mike Vernon. He held off Ike Martin and Steve Hines by a shot to take the championship in the super senior flight. In the Masters Super Senior Division, Gary Walters edged Tom Dillon by a shot, and Jerry Swofford was third, 2 shots out of first place. And in the Junior Championship flight, Drew Todd won by 12 shots. His 69 on Sunday was 12 shots better than Sam Wise, who finished second. Logan Vernon and Thomas Tierney tied for third. The biggest winner over the weekend was the Bo Cantwell Scholarship Fund, and their scholarship recipients this year were North golfers Kalina Abraham and Sam Wise. It's time to sign up for the 2017 City Championship. Championship flight deadline is June 20th. All the other flights need to be signed up by July 4th. Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight. In the Zone starts at 6, and then it's Reds baseball. The Reds stay on the West Coast to take on the Padres. First pitch from Petco Park just after 10 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.